Have you ever wondered why our beloved hymns were written? What influenced the writers to craft these words that proclaim the gospel? Learn more about the words you love to sing in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Eternal Anthems, The Story Behind Your Favorite Hymns. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Eternal Anthems, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We come to the end of a broadcast week. That means it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have gone through some recent Issues Etc. audio, excellent interviews all around, but we've picked out the best of the best. We call them sound bites. We brought them forward, and we're ready to play them for you on this Friday afternoon, March the 4th. After you've listened, your vote decides which one will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, which is an Ad Crucem Lutheran Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. And this week we're throwing in an autographed copy of Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Peter Bender. Does the Bible teach that there are different races?
Absolutely not. The Bible teaches that there's only one race. We are all descendants from Adam. So Christians deplore and reject racism of every kind. Christianity does not believe that there are many races. Quite to the contrary, we believe that there is only one race. We believe that all human beings descended from the one man, Adam, and are redeemed by the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, embraced all of humanity, as I said, in his incarnation, and then he redeemed all of humanity in his once and for all sacrifice upon the cross. And it's in Acts chapter 10. The Apostle Peter is in Joppa, and in this vision of the four-footed sheet that drops down, you know, three times, and then inside it there are all these unclean critters crawling around. Rise, Peter, kill and eat, and what God has declared clean or righteous, you must not call unclean. And this happens three times, the threefold witness that the gospel is to be preached to all nations without partiality. And so the churches rejection of racism of every sort is anchored in that vision of Peter in Acts chapter 10 and the call of the gospel of Christ to preach to all people. So our belief in the sanctity of humanity is based upon the twofold truth. Number one, that mankind was created in the image and likeness of the triune God of love, and we're all descendants of Adam. And number two, that all humanity was redeemed from sin by Christ's death upon the cross. So there simply are no races. There is only one humanity created by Christ and redeemed from sin by Christ.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender. Does the Bible teach that there are different races? Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two is a listener's song for the baptism of his grandson.
Today there's a party in heaven. The angels sing songs of joy. God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit placed his name on this sweet little boy. There was rescue from sin, death, and devil. There is promise of life without end. Joined with Jesus' death and resurrection, Holy Spirit now dwelling within. It is Jesus who welcomes the children. Jesus said, bring them to me. Don't keep them away, for my kingdom belongs to the small ones like these. When water is just plain water, it can just wash the dirt off your face. But stir in God's word and promises, and it's a life-giving shower of grace. And it all seems so quiet and simple, but it's God's mighty work on display. Today there's a party in heaven. Owen is baptized today. Owen is baptized today.
That is soundbite number two, a listener song for the baptism of his grandson. Vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, March the 4th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. James Buescher, the final words of the martyr Polycarp.
And then he is finally brought with an interrogation before the Roman prefect. And here I just think, just to recognize the faithfulness, the briefness of his words and his testimony, but also this, the faithfulness of what he says. Finally, they say, you know, the prefect calls him to repent, to swear by the genius of Caesar. And Polycarp finally, he simply answers, if you vainly suppose that I will swear by the genius of Caesar as you request and pretend to not know who I am, he says, listen carefully, I am a Christian. Now, if you want to learn the doctrine of Christianity, name a day and give me a hearing. Right? So that very simple, faithful confession, I am a Christian. Nothing you are going to do is going to change my identification with Christ. And then finally, the last statement for the proconsul, he says, I have wild beasts. I will throw you to them unless you change your mind. And there's the call to repent, right? Change your mind, to repent. But Polycarp says, call for them. For the repentance from better to worse is a change impossible for us. But it is a noble thing to change from what is evil to righteousness. And then, of course, the prefect, the proconsul, threatens him with fire, and Polycarp makes that final statement, you threaten with a fire that burns only briefly, and after just a little while is extinguished, for you are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment and eternal punishment, which is reserved for the ungodly. But why do you delay? Come, do what you wish.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. James Buescher, the final words of the martyr Polycarp. Vote for that one on this Friday, 1-877-623-MYIE, our Twitter address at IssuesETC, our email address talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. How we know that modern-day prophets are false.
You'll note that in Scripture, when the Holy Spirit is given and people prophesy, who do they talk about? Who is the Holy Spirit pointing people to? Not to some great outcome in their life here and now in this life under the cursed creation, but always and again, Scripture is very clear that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophecies and dreams and vision point us to Jesus, point us to our loving, merciful, kind, benevolent, sacrificial Savior who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, buried, and raised again on the third day for our sins and for our salvation. Instead, what he's basically done is hijacked the text by not even properly reading it and then making it about, well, see, it says dreams and visions, so that means the Bible's all about you having a God-sized dream. It's nothing could be further from the truth. All prophetic dreams and visions point us to Christ.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, how we know modern-day prophets are false. Now you've heard all four soundbites. Which will it be? Soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender, does the Bible teach that there are different races? Soundbite number two, a listener's song for the baptism of his grandson. Soundbite number three, Dr. James Buscher, the final words of the martyr Polycarp. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, how we know modern-day prophets are false. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a really good time to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next. Have you ever wondered why our beloved hymns were written? What influenced the writers to craft these words that proclaim the gospel? Learn more about the words you love to sing in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Eternal Anthems, The Story Behind Your Favorite Hymns. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Eternal Anthems, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, 1-800-325-3040.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Scripture tells us to not neglect the gathering of the saints. For too long, many of our churches have been shuttered and our gatherings curtailed. During this Lenten season, it is time to beautify our sacred spaces and return to our traditions. Ad Crucem is having a sale on our church banners. For the month of March, our banner prices will be reduced by up to 30%. Visit adcrucem.com to take advantage of this incredible pricing. That's adcrucem.com.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is your opportunity to win an autographed copy of Molly Hemingway's book, Rigged, along with the LPR bundle package, an Ad Crucem Luther Rose medallion, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. That goes to the listener with the best vote, live this Friday, March the 4th, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Andrea in Meridian, Idaho, votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Bender. The reason I voted for his is because society teaches different races, and though there are several different races, we all bleed red and come from one man, as Peter mentions. As we look at the human race, even as it is fallen, we need to accept all, no matter what they look like, as well as witness to them with the law and gospel. Andrea, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Idaho. Brian listens in Maryland. He says, I'm voting for Polycarp, quotes. Very encouraging. Keep up the good work. We will, Brian, and thanks for listening there in Maryland. William in Olmsted Falls, Ohio says, number one, Peter Bender, some of the truths Peter taught her, like the lessons from Cornelius, was something I never thought of, and this topic was very relevant and misunderstood by many Christians. Thank you, William. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email, talkback@issuesztc.org, a tweet @issuesztc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Hillary in Canada says, my choice is number two. The listener's song for his grandson's baptism brought tears to my eyes. Thank you for singing the truth of Jesus' love. God bless you, says Hillary. Thanks for listening in Canada. Anne says, I'm voting for soundbite number two. Here's a song that could be used at any baptism and could be considered for inclusion in the Lutheran hymnal. It's so nice to hear a soundbite that is timeless. Our world is so full of issues which you cover, but which are depressing. Here's a nice, uplifting song. Thank you, Anne. Mark listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He says, greetings in the Lord and blessed Lent. Thank you for another great series of broadcasts that have produced wonderful soundbite candidates. I especially love Pastor Bender's discussion of race and how there is, in fact, one race. As we relate with and serve our neighbors, we are mindful of how views of race have deeply affected cultures and grown assumptions and distrust among many people. But we love, serve, and learn, and hopefully begin to tear down ugly walls. However, the grandfather's song for his grandson's baptism is a wonderful treat. As you said, a catechetical lesson in a short song. I've happily shared that and its soundbite form with friends, most of whom have other understandings of holy baptism. I have to vote and cast my vote for soundbite number two. Mark, thanks for listening in New Mexico. Melody also chimes in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's a tie for me. Soundbite number one with Pastor Peter Bender speaks God's word, not that of the culture. As people of the faith, we need to remember this. Soundbite number two, a listener song for the baptism of his grandson. As a fairly new Lutheran, the truth of what my baptism means brings a smile and tears of joy. Melody, thank you for listening there in Virginia. Celia listens in Norway. She says, my vote this week goes to the sweet, sweet song written and performed by the loving grandfather because the theology is excellent as well as easy to understand, and the song is refreshing and quaint. I'm sure it will accompany little baby Owen for the rest of his life, says Celia. Thanks for listening in Norway, Celia. The winner this week, according to your votes, soundbite number two, a listener's song for the baptism of his grandson.
Today there's a party in heaven. The angels sing songs of joy. God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit placed his name on this sweet little boy. There was rescue from sin, death, and devil. There is promise of life without end. Joined with Jesus' death and resurrection, Holy Spirit now dwelling within. It is Jesus who welcomes the children. Jesus said, bring them to me. Don't keep them away, for my kingdom belongs to the small ones like these. When water is just plain water, it can just wash the dirt off your face. But stir in God's word and promises, and it's a life-giving shower of grace. And it all seems so quiet and simple, but it's God's mighty work on display. Today there's a party in heaven. Owen is baptized today. Owen is baptized today.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, a listener song for the baptism of his grandson. Andrea in Idaho, you get the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Faith Lutheran School provides a classical Lutheran education rooted in God's Word for preschool through 12th grade. They offer live online high school classes for students worldwide with classes in real time via two-way video with teacher and student interaction. Find out more at flsplano.org. Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastors Brian Wolfmiller and Brian Ketchelmeyer respond to your unanswered Bible questions. We'll talk with Pastor Peter Bender about LGBTQ versus man and woman made in the image of God. And we'll discuss the salutation and the collect with Pastors Will Whedon and Sean Denzer. There's no greater gift than baptism. It's not just rebirth. It is, as Paul tells Titus, a washing and renewal in the Holy Spirit. It is the gift of salvation, won at the cross for us by Jesus Christ our Savior, and delivered by the power of His Word. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.